Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 27th day of October, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 40 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades in northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 52 degrees today for the climate base. It was colder than a motherfucker this morning. It's like 23 degrees, and it's just dry. We're not getting no goddamn moisture. And this is the deliberate destruction of your fucking country, your planet, anything to drive you down far enough so a fucking goddamn retarded gook could beat you in a fucking war. Remember that. Let's see what we got going here. Nearly one in five Americans skip meals, didn't buy groceries due to high inflation. What's wrong with this fucking picture? We'll talk about it when we get back.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shaved and looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer can get you undone. Say love.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, nearly one in five Americans skip meals, didn't buy groceries due to high inflation. This is from Breitbart. You know who's eating your fucking food? The millions of cocksuckers that they're bringing across your southern border. The millions of cocksuckers they're bringing from around the goddamn world. You're gonna watch them fucking eat while your children fucking bloat and die of fucking starvation because you're too goddamn worthless to pull a trigger. This is fucking bullshit. You know it's bullshit. You know you have the jurisdictional authority to wipe it out. But are you going to do it? Do you have any goddamn balls? Do you have a fucking spine? This is from Breitbart. Henry, go ahead, sorry.
Henry, they're buying that food with a government debit card.
You goddamn right they are. They're eating good. Don't worry about the goddamn invaders. They're being fed quite well and being housed in goddamn motel rooms that you and I couldn't fucking afford on a fucking 1 week vacation. Sons of bitches. I mean, this is the most duplicit fucking goddamn act of treason against a people by traitors inside of the fucking gate that's ever existed on this planet. And we gotta torture them for it. Nearly one in five Americans have skipped meals or did not buy groceries due to surging inflation, including 28% of Generation Z and 23% of millennials are millennials, according to a recent survey. 17% of respondents said they were receiving food items from a food bank, including 22% of millennials. Well, it ain't the goddamn fucking the invaders coming across your border. They're getting the fucking best. They're eating steak where you're eating fucking worms, motherfucker, because you're too goddamn lonesome to stand up and fucking run them out. You're cowards. 22% of millennials, while 17 said they had stopped buying healthier food options. 18% said they had skipped meals or did not buy groceries. And when you start get to this fucking point right here and you ain't doing nothing, you're a worthless son of a bitch. That's all I can fucking tell you. You ain't worth the powder it takes to blow your fucking brains out. You are so fucking yellow that fucking the goddamn sun blushes at you. Beyond facing food insecurity, the same survey also found that high inflation is forcing Americans to delay certain health care expenses. What fucking health care? If you're an American national and you're over 55 years old, you don't have no fucking health care. It's for gold teeth for fucking Mexicans, motherfuckers. See, them son of a bitches got to look good in those brand new fucking cars. They're bringing 10 kids over here and getting a goddamn tax return and buying brand new fucking cars. So then they're starting to get where they're surly and looking down their noses. It's time to blow their fucking heads off. It's time to blast their fucking asses back across the border. They have no jurisdictional authority to be here. It is a violation of the fucking, of our law, not the goddamn administrative admiralty law. This is taking our goddamn real estate without giving us due process of the fucking law. And that is high treason and sedition, and we kill for that.
Hey, Henry.
Go ahead.
Henry.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I used to, I'm from Cincinnati, but I recently moved to Florida, and just mid-Florida, so Melbourne, it's been invaded completely. It's gone. I rarely see an American, whether you're talking about a white American or a black American, it is purely fucking Hispanic down here.
Of course
almost
it is.
I would say 90%.
It has been handed.
Has been taken over.
It has been handed over to them by a United Nations that can't fucking exist. And a United Nations that is a fraud. It's a fraud just like this goddamn federal corporation's a fraud. Just like every inch of this shit's a fraud. But we have the fucking goddamn apparatus to correct it. It's called 100 billion fucking, 200 billion guns and a trillion rounds of ammunition. But we got to fucking do it, people. Do you want to sit there and want your goddamn kid sit on its mom's lap with flies buzzing its eyes and its belly bloated? They did it in Germany. You think that only happens in goddamn places like Cambodia? You're wrong. Anywhere these fucking Jews go and they want to, see, they hate your fucking guts because people like us will not fucking bow down to their fucking slimy Jewish fucking goddamn. There's no word to describe the fucking lonesomeness of these fucking people. We're not gonna fucking bend to you. We are gonna blow your fucking asses off this goddamn planet. You motherfuckers. You've had your fucking day. Our days are coming. So keep bringing your fucking shit until the fucking goddamn dam bursts, you son of a bitches. Beyond facing food insecurity, the same survey also found that high inflation is forcing Americans to delay health care expenses. Oh, here we go, health care expenses. They talk about, I got another article here about the amoxicillin are going to become fucking hard to get. But these $190 million, last time I looked, it's got to be double that. $190 billion. Give me that $190 billion fucking dollars and I don't need nothing you got, you son of a bitches. And it was never fucking, hey, this wasn't fucking okayed by we the people. These are the son of a bitches who say they're the ruling class and they can do what they want with what belongs to us. They need to die. They are at war with us. They are telling us to shove our law up our ass. So that we have to fucking shove a shotgun up their fucking ass and pull the trigger. 14% of Americans have concealed or postponed plans to see a healthcare specialist. 10% have delayed taking prescribed medication, and 11% stalled receiving a yearly physical. You know, it's always been a fucking scam in this goddamn country. But I'll tell you what, you doctors, you think you won't hang? You think you put that fucking white coat on? That's some kind of goddamn cloak that keeps you from fucking hanging or getting put against the fucking wall? Every treasonous one of you son of a bitches that joined with those pharmaceutical companies, those international pharmaceutical companies, you are going to die. You've killed. You are goddamn guilty of fucking genocide against the people of this fucking world. Not to mention the fucking violations to the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law, December 15, 1791, for read the fucking people. You're gonna pay for this. I know you fucking, they hate it every day. That's why, you know, we've had this thing with the, fucking up our fucking site. You know, they'll do any goddamn little chicken shit thing they can, cause you ain't got the balls to fight. Admit it. And you can't hire enough balls to take on the American Nationals. We're the largest fucking army to ever exist on this planet 10 times over. We'll smear your fucking ass. And then you send your Chi-Cons over. And we'll fucking fertilize this land with their fucking blood. Do it! As the price of health care and basic necessities continue to reach record highs, Americans have been forced to make tough decisions because all these motherfuckers are coming in here and they're just handing our goddamn country. They have no authority, people. That's what people just can't seem to get a grasp of. They don't have authority to do this. You have to have court orders and shit, and they don't even have a court to operate in because we are American nationals. We are guaranteed the common law. That means an individual has to file against us in their individual capacity. Not just the government ordered today. Fuck the there ain't no government to start with. It's a corporation. Shove your corporation up your... You guys are going to regret that corporation shit. You think that you can pull this shit off, but you're not going to do it. There's too fucking many of us. And all you're going to do is do your best to manage as hurt as many people as you can so that when the vengeance comes, it will be that much greater. That's all you're fucking doing. That's all you're going to accomplish. As the price of health care and basic necessities continue to reach record highs, Americans have been forced to make tough decisions. They sure as hell have. Senior vice president of the Nationwide Retirement Institute which commissioned the survey. Shove your surveys up your ass. Quit making surveys. You hand that goddamn fucking goddamn wealth over to we the people who it belongs to. You who do not will fucking regret it. You will be made fucking poor and you will be made slaves. We will slave your fucking ass for 100 years until every penny is paid back. Got that, motherfucker? You're going to have dirt under your fingernails. Get used to the idea. While these decisions are understandable, are they really? Yeah, they're understandable to me. You have goddamn, you're fielding invasions across my fucking southern border. You are bringing goddamn people behind from Afghanistan and such and building armies behind our fucking lines. That's all right. We're fucking Americans. We'll fight our way out of this, and you know it. We will think our way out of it. We will fucking engineer our way out of it. And when we get the upper hand on you, there is going to be no place. I know that. See, you try to make this earth seem like it's just a little tiny son of a bitch, but we know how big it is. But I don't care how fucking big it is. We will hunt you to the ends of this fucking earth, to your spider hole, drag your sorry fucking ass out, and you're going to be put on public display. Your trial will be public. And everything you did will be fucking noted. And I'm telling you what, there is, once it's shown what you motherfuckers attempted to do, ask for a fucking verdict, ask for a goddamn sentence, and you're gonna get it. While these decisions are understandable, my ass, and challenging, making short-term trade-offs may have long-term impacts. Rodriguez, of course, who in the fuck else would be in control of your goddamn food? Rodriguez continued. Grocery prices have climbed 13% from a year ago, and that's a fucking lie. Everything has climbed 100%. It's 100% more than what it was. And everybody, I mean, they can sit there, look what they would sit here and tell you when they know you're going out there and you're having to buy fucking food and you're having to buy fucking gasoline, you're having to buy the necessities of life, which they want to count out of the fucking goddamn inflation figures. Wonder why? You mean you're going to cut food and housing and, you know, the stuff you need to live out of the goddamn cost of living? How stupid do you think we are? You're going to find out how stupid we are. Grocery prices have climbed 13%, my ass, from a year ago, rising 0.07%. 0.7%, people. Is that right? Is that correct? Is that what you're seeing? Or is that the most blatant? I mean, you're going to tell a fucking lie, tell a big son of a bitch, just like Goebbels told you to. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. You can say it until you're blue in the face. We outnumber you fucking 5,000 to 1. And we're going to say it 5,000 times. We're going to say no for every time you say fucking yes. You're losing this one, you son of a bitches. And you are going to pay the ultimate fucking price. 0.7% from August to September. Since last year, egg prices have skyrocketed by 30%. Bullshit. They've about fucking doubled. I mean, goddamn, you go out and you do an average on it. I mean, they'll put something over here. You know, it's the same old merchandising fucking game that's been going on for fucking ever. When you get to, if you're a person that shops by the month because you have to fucking survive, you know exactly how much everything went up as a whole. And it's gone up fucking 100%. And nobody's going to convince me it ain't. All I got to do is go look in my goddamn drawers. Skyrocketed by 30%. Dairy-related products are up by 15.9%. Liar. Percent. Bread is up by 14.7%. Liar. And butter is up by 26.6%. Who? Anybody that would accept a number from these fucking scumbag, pig shit-eating fucking Zionist dogs is a fucking fool. But there ain't that, the people aren't fools. I think everybody understands what's going on. Everybody's getting ready. We're going to have to shoot. I mean, they're pissing their pants and their fucking assholes are tightening up on them. But they understand you're going to shoot or you're going to get wiped out. You're going to blow these motherfuckers out of here or they're going to fucking take you over. Plain and simple. Prices overall have soared by 8.2% since last year, rising see, that's why they want to put these numbers in there 1,000 times. 1,000 different lies, I mean, it's to confuse. No, 100%. We know what you fuckers are doing. You're going to starve us and feed those goddamn fucking foreigners right in front of us and dare us to do something. Well, we're going to do something about it. You start doing it. Do it! Do it, you son of a bitches. 4% between August and September. Core inflation, not including, now see, here we go. Core inflation, not including food and energy. What the fuck would be core inflation? What would be at the core of inflation? What is the necessities of life, people? But see, this is what they discount from it. It's just like when they want to change the number for the unemployment numbers. They fucking, we'll just take food and energy out and, hell, that's pretty much the whole goddamn ball of wax, ain't it? How can you remove food and energy from the fucking goddamn core inflation, huh? You can't. It's just more fucking, it's more insult to injury.
But the price of TVs went down.
Yeah. Did they really? I don't know. I wouldn't launch a goddamn TV.
I don't know either, but they got those smart TVs that spy on you, so they'd basically give them to you.
Well, they ain't one in my house, because if they gave it to me, I'd throw it out the fucking door. Not including food and energy prices is up by 6.6%. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, and every lying goddamn number you'd put out in this article. None of it's believed. what is believed is lock and fucking load. It's time to blow these motherfuckers out of our country and enforce our law. 6.6% since a year ago, the highest it has been in 40 years. And see, that would be the highest it's been in 40 years. Well, that's the highest lie you had to tell. You think we, I mean, go ahead.
They don't include bullets in the price.
Oh, hell no, they don't. Inflation. Hell no, they don't. It'd be about fucking 200-300%.
That's top of the necessities.
Oh, there is no higher necessity at this point in the fucking ball game, in my opinion. In stunning tragic reversal, Pentagon will no longer rule out using nuclear weapons against non-nuclear threats. And now, see, this is just one of those things that is supposed to fucking aggravate you and shit. You're not going to use no fucking nuclear weapon on nobody. Because that entails one coming back the other fucking way. Oh, we could use them on you in America, really? I fucking dare you. I fucking dare you, you shit pants little motherfucker. I dare you, you communist committee. I fucking dare you to fucking do it. Don't talk about it, do it. And see, that's what they're going to talk about here. Just like, well, we might have to shoot a new shoot that son of a bitch. Do it. And see, once yourselves get fucking ripped apart by people's bare fucking hands. Every fucking one of you. And then you gotta get the idiot that will fucking push the fucking button. As Bloomberg just reported, the Pentagon's new national defense strategy rejects limits on using nuclear weapons long championed by arms control advocates and in the not too distant past by Joe Biden, citing burgeoning threats from Russia and China. No, the threat ain't from Russia and China. You know where the threat's from. I fucking dare you. Do it. See, I mean, when they want to fucking, they've, you know, throwing a ton of shit out there, just like that last article, all those fucking stupid lying ass numbers. And what we're looking at, we're watching the goddamn fucking food disappearing, everything disappearing, gas over $6 a fucking gallon. We might blow up a nuclear bomb. Oh, shit, I better forget about thinking. I don't give a fuck. Blow one up. See what happens to your ass, dumbass. You'll be fucking destroyed. You'll be fucking skinned alive. By the 2030s, the United States will, for the first time in the history, face two major nuclear powers as strategic competitors and potential advisors. Now, we've talked about it before. China was whipped. China should have never been a fucking goddamn problem to us whatsoever. The Japanese had them fucking stomped. When we bombed Japan, we saved fucking communism in China. That's what we did, just like we saved international communism in Europe. Because they would have got their ass kicked the goddamn when the war started. The Russians had biplanes. The fucking Germans would have wiped their ass out. And everybody fucking knows it. All the enemies, all these terrible enemy things that are causing us, why we got to send zillion dollars to Ukraine and stuff like that. It's because of that fucking war, ain't it? It's because you preserved international. You built it. It wasn't no threat to the people. It was laughable. The goddamn Chinese had already, the Chinese people had already fucking about destroyed fucking communism when the Americans stepped in to save it in the fucking right out in the open and went to war with Japan because Japan was fucking squishing their asses out. Duplicity right to your face. Why in the hell weren't those people hung? Because people, I guess the goddamn world is stupid as China. As Bloomberg just reported, the Pentagon's new national defense strategy rejects limits on nuclear weapons long championed by control advocates. By the 2030s, the United States will be, for the first time in history, face-to-face with nuclear powers as strategic competitors and potential adversaries. No, you're not. You're not. Fire that son of a bitch. I don't want to hear your pussy fucking threat. I mean, this is a pussy threat I'm not even going to get upset about. Because I know better. I know you fuck what this is for. This is to fucking get people's mind off of the fucking theft that's happening right in front of their goddamn faces by the hundreds of billions of fucking dollars being given to fucking Ukraine, being given to fucking Taiwan, fucking whole armies being left in goddamn Afghanistan and in Iraq. I mean, God, the duplicity. We, the people, need to just fucking walk out the goddamn door with our guns, fucking loaded for fucking bear, and just go and just kill them all. Kill every goddamn one of them. Kill every one of them until there's no one to say, well, I wrote this down on a piece of paper. No, you're dead. We're going to live by the goddamn law of this land. The supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. And you're going to die by it. Because that's what's coming. You will not enslave our people. And you ain't taking our goddamn real estate for no motherfucker. You send those fucking goddamn gooks over here and we'll drive them in the ground like goddamn spikes. Well, over here. In response, U.S. will maintain a very high bar for nuclear employment. See, we'll maintain a very high bar. I mean, they're talking about this shit like it's real. It's not real. You start exchanging goddamn nuclear weapons, man, fucking do it. Because I'll tell you what, I'd rather see this planet blown to goddamn bits before I will fucking spend one day as a goddamn slave upon it. And you son of a bitches who think you're going to bury yourself, you're going to bury yourself. We got fucking plans for you. Without ruling out using the weapons in retaliation to a non-nuclear, see, there's somebody out there saying they don't have to shoot a nuclear bomb. Fucking do it. I dare you. Fucking pussy, you lying punk. See, you won't put your name to it, will you? Because you don't exist. This is all fucking propaganda bullshit. What we better be looking at is our goddamn food, people. What we better be looking at is the invasion forces coming into our country. We need to wipe them out. We need to blast their asses clear out of this goddamn country. And then we need to go level their fucking country for daring to fucking try to invade us. Strategic threat to the homeland, U.S. forces abroad or allies. And yet another stark reversal for the senile occupant of the White House basement. Yeah, that's about right. That's where he shits. In his 2020 presidential campaign, fucking campaign. This is all goofy. There's no campaign. There's no goddamn election. They're going to sit down in the Bilderbergs. They're going to put this person here and this person there. And this is going to continue till we go into that Bilderberg meeting with about a million motherfuckers and go in there and string their asses up. Slowly. And don't tell me you wouldn't love to do it. And we do have the people to do it. Make no mistake about it. Just go to the Bilderberg thing. If 50 million people come, let's see them stop us anywhere along the fucking way. And we'll go there and we'll fucking lift their fucking hair. And that'll be the end of this fucking shit. We will make splats out of them. We will make examples out of them that people look at for 100 years and go, I don't want that happening to me. In his 2020 presidential campaign, my ass, and pledged to declare that the U.S. nuclear arsenal should be used only to deter or retaliate against a nuclear attack. What did we just go through? We went through there, 3 or 4 paragraphs of saying nothing, because that's what you just said was nothing. This is supposed to get me excited. It's not. It's making me fucking see how fucking weak you are. And it just leaving me to daydream about when I get my fucking hands on you, you dirty son of a bitches. A position blessed by progressive Democrats are communists. They've said it themselves openly on the fucking mainstream broadcast. Progressive Democrats are communists, okay? Get that through your fucking head. And revealed and reveled by defense hawks. By the industrial war complex that has already made billions, just like the pharmaceutical companies have made billions in the last 5 years. Hey, people, 10 fucking years ago, think of how we were living. I mean, it was a shithole. We were under communism, but it was nothing compared to this. It's just incrementally, they think they can shove this shit up our asses, but it ain't gonna fucking happen. You're getting your head blowed off, you motherfuckers. We're going to unleash the power of the goddamn rifles and the goddamn fucking pistols and the goddamn rest of our ordnance. We are going to unleash on your ass. You're going to think a fucking bomb blew up across the whole goddamn earth. It's going to shake the fucking whole goddamn earth. And when we get done with your fucking asses, well, you'll be done for history. You'll be fucking in the ground. You'll speak no more words. You'll tell no more lies. It's the only way to stop you from lying. But like every, but with every other position held by the pathological liar, listen to this shit. You have the nerve to say the word pathological liar? You motherfuckers wouldn't know the truth if it walked up and kicked you in the nuts. Who even trumps Trump in the untruth department? I mean, this is what they're offering you. Go back to years past. At least they had little lies like, we're going to do something really good for you. We're going to get this tax. At least they tell the rich, we're going to get you this tax bait, and tell the poor, like, we're going to get you an extra fucking goddamn hot dog. Now it's all goddamn threats and stuff. Let's do it. Let's have a fight. Let's get you ball up our fucking fists, get our fucking guns, and let's have a fucking fight. And let's see who's got the fucking right to say what we're going to do in this goddamn country. This is one, has just been reversed as well as the threat environment. The threat? Environment has changed. The threat environment has changed dramatically since then. And the Pentagon strategy was forged in cooperation. I suppose it would be corporation. Same thing. In cooperation with the flip-flopping White House. Listen to what this doesn't even make sense. Why was this fucking written? This is written for three fucking people in the whole fucking country. The only people that would read this and say, well, they're talking about using nuclear bombs on something else. They ain't going to do shit. They've never done shit. All they've ever done is sleaze, backstab, poison, pedophile. Any slimy thing you can think of, they'll do. Anything that requires fucking goddamn courage and honor, you will not find them around. In a stunning move that should spark outrage among the so-called progressives, but will at best prompt some very sternly retracted letters, the nuclear report that's part of the broader strategy said the Biden administration reviewed its nuclear policy and concluded that no first use and sole purpose policies would result in an unacceptable level of risk in the light of the range of non-nuclear capabilities being developed and fielded by competitors that could inflict strategic level damage to the United States. So what they just said is it ain't. That's what we did. That's what all that bullshit was about. It is, it ain't. You know, fuck you and what you got. I don't care who you are, dink. I don't care who you are, fucking Russian. I don't give a fuck who you are. Bring it on, motherfucker. Let's have a fucking fight. Let's see who's got the goddamn balls, and let's see who's got the goddamn moxie. You won't do it because you know you're going to come up against 40 million right out the fucking gate, itching to take your fucking hair and put it on the end of their goddamn gore pole. The nuclear strategy document doesn't spell out what non-nuclear threats could produce a U.S. nuclear response, but current threats include hypersonic weapons. I mean, they're talking. I mean, this is just a puddle of shit. This whole fucking article is a puddle of shit. I don't. You know what? This is what I think of your fucking article, old communists, because you guys are running out of shit to fucking talk about, because it's come time to fucking pull out those fucking guns and fucking fish or cut bait, right, motherfuckers? Get your fucking asses out on the goddamn battlefield and let's do this thing. Let's see if you got what it fucking takes. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Welcome to the jungle.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Jellico in the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1245 Pacific Time. And, of course, that was Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Jungle, which is it's gonna bust loose. I mean, they just, this little petty piss ant and little, and you see the little worms are doing it. I mean, it's just disgusting. It's got to the point you want to just walk up and spit on them. What are you going to do about it? Oh, you'd have to hire somebody to even fucking open their mouth to say something about you getting spit in your fucking face. That's what a no man son of a bitch you are. Nationwide amoxicillin shortage expected to hit local pharmacies, or pharmaceuticals, I'm sorry. This is from MSN. It was sent in by Katie for a discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Amoxicillin, a commonly used drug for treating bacterial infection, is in short supply. And I know this because I just went fucking through it. And I mean, I had to get fucking mean and nasty to get one fucking goddamn prescription of it. There are options, and a lot of people stepped up for us and, hey, we love you guys, and we're not shaking in our boots over this. But when it comes down to it, and you're watching your goddamn children die and your grandchildren die while they're taking this and giving it to the fucking invaders from the south that they've already bought silver teeth for and shit, while you fucking suffer, You better get mean. You better get real fucking mean. They say, well, it's cause of this, cause of that, cause of this, cause of that. Well, Trace, I want to know what this is. I don't know what that is. I want to know that is, right down to the goddamn reason. The pure fucking reason. And the son of a bitch responsible for it, his fucking house burns. His fucking goddamn family dies. His whole goddamn fucking guy, I mean, his whole family fucking dies. We can't play games with this shit, people. These motherfuckers, they have done what they've done with impunity. That impunity must fucking end. We must get brutal. Or face the fucking consequences. Three of the top four makers of the antibiotics report having supply constraints in the United States. Why? Why? See, they'll say, put a statement out there like that. Well, I mean, how real is this article? It's an MSM fucking article. I mean, what's its purpose is what you got to ask yourself. Why would there be constraints in the U.S.? The liquid form of the drug has taken the biggest hit. And why all of a sudden is it amoxicillin? You know what I mean? I mean, that's common as fucking hen's teeth. But all of a sudden, they're going to try and fucking do things that they're going to try and fucking let you know that the goddamn Mexican that you just paid for fucking silver caps on his fucking teeth, why you had to have yours fucking pulled. That son of a bitch, he's going to get amoxicillin. He's going to get the best. He's going to get a goddamn extra check because he had to go to the fucking dentist. You either wipe those motherfuckers out or you fucking give up this goddamn country. Give up your freedom. Give up your liberty. You get those goddamn guns out and you get fucking mean with them. You get those big boars out and you blow heads off. You get those goddamn semi-autos out and you fucking shoot them till your goddamn finger has a blister on it. One Marshallfield Clinic health system pharmacist said their pharmacy has not experienced the shortage yet, but they're preparing for it. If you know a shortage is coming, tell me where it's coming from. Tell me. Why wouldn't you tell me? I mean, you're supposed to be a goddamn journalist. Tell me where this shortage is coming from and why. Who's responsible? Who signed the piece of paper that made it happen? Because that's the son of a bitch that I want to meet. That's the son of a bitch I will track to ground. That's the son of a bitch that I will fucking slice into tiny little fucking pieces for treason and sedition against the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of we the people of December 15, 1791. You motherfuckers. And I'm telling you guys, until you're ready to do something fucking, something ballsy, instead of all this, you know, pissing and moaning around, oh man, they're going to take your bonus, they're going to take our stuff. Excuse me. They're going to take our stuff. Now they're going to come and make us fucking stand on our head and fucking dance a jig on our fucking hands to get a gun. Really? You really think it's that hard to get a gun in a goddamn this country? I mean, that's laughable. It's all fucking, this is a propaganda fucking program. All you got to do is turn around in one fucking mass and slaughter them. Just wipe them out. They're nothing. They're less than nothing. And they're led by fucking idiots. It is coming. It is coming. It is something that's going to happen. See, what makes you say so? I mean, if you're really so goddamn sure, you must have a backstory out of hell that'll fucking back up what you're saying. If it is coming, it's going to happen, then tell me why. Said Logan Winfield, infectious disease pharmacist at Marshallfield Clinic Pharmacy. Drug manufacturers have not reported exactly what is causing this. See, here you go. But you up here, you go, it's coming. It's something that's going to happen. How could you be so fucking sure and then come down here? Drug manufacturers have not reported exactly what is causing the shortage, other than it's due to supply constraints. What supply constraints? I mean, that's something you could pretty well outline. You waste paragraphs on fucking bullshit. Tell me what supply, who's constraining the supply? You're talking about fucking a goddamn antibiotic here. Or is this, I mean, you think you're just going to fucking scare us and you know, you reach the point, hey, I'm going to fucking die. I guess I'm not going to die. I'm going to die because I can't get amoxicillin. How many of you am I going to kill on the way out is what you better be thinking about. You criminal son of a bitches. You fucking goddamn treasonous dog shit eating motherfuckers. That's what you better be considering. I mean, there's going to come a point you go, don't scare them no more, don't scare them no more. God, they're killing all over. It's a massacre. You convince them that they're going to die and they ain't going alone. I think what a lot of people are concerned about is their kids. Oh, here we go. Here's where it's supposed to scare you guys. If they're going to kill your kids, what are you going to do about it? If you see your fucking kids doing without drugs while they're giving the drugs to these fucking foreigners by the fucking millions and billions, what are you going to do about it? You're just going to sit there and watch your kids die? Dang, man, my gun sure is... Remember Daddy had a polished gun in the next world? We use amoxicillin for your kiddos a lot. They're getting sick a lot. Why are they getting sick a lot? Because you're spraying fucking goddamn sickness on us? I mean, everything they tell you. I mean, tell me that you don't, if there's sickness being just all of a sudden popping up, you that you don't figure they're spraying it on your ass. Tell me it. It all comes down to you fucking examining yourself. What will you fucking take? Will you be punked? Will you want your children be killed? So, will you hide behind your children? Will you use human shields? Use your children for human shields? Will you do it? Oh, so long as I don't get hurt. Oh, like, I got maybe two or three fucking years left max anyway. But my 2 or 3 years are worth more than my child's whole fucking life. Is that the kind of fucking people you've become? Because that's pretty fucking disgusting. That's lower than a fucking dog. I think what the people, what a lot of people are concerned about is the kids. We use amoxicillin for our kiddos a lot. They're getting sick a lot, especially with the things like ear infections, throat infections, maybe even some pneumonia, said what. I mean, it's just like they're sitting here, what kind of bullshit shall we write down today? Because it's all fucking bullshit. It's like we used to talk about Venezuela. One day Venezuela's operating, man, they're a fucking top-notch country, gold, goddamn copper, oil, I mean, they're rich. Everybody's doing just fucking fine. And then somebody gets in, fucking socialist gets into office and won't give fucking 95 cents of every dollar to the fucking Jew. And I mean, these people are doing awesome on 5 cents on the dollar. But still the Jew's stealing it, 95 cents of every dollar. And the guy just says, no, you ain't getting 95 cents of every dollar just because you're a Jew. And they expect it just because they're fucking Jews. That's why we got to get rid of them son of a bitches. They do expect it. Well, it should be our money. It should be. I know you worked. I know you dug the hole. I know you did all the goddamn back-breaking work to get that goddamn $90. But 95 cents of it should be mine because I'm a oily, because I'm special. I'm one of God. I'm one of God's own. We'll send you to your fucking God, you son of a bitch. In a nasty fucking way. You fuckers are going to go. If nobody else on this goddamn planet goes, your fucking asses are going. People are beyond fucking sick of you. Sick of your fucking goddamn. Here we go. One more. What the hell? Sanctuary states dish out millions in unemployment benefits to illegal aliens as Americans endure inflation. Is that supposed to be a fucking surprise? What is the design of this fucking goddamn article? Is it to piss you off? It's to entrench and to get you accept a little more fucking dirt being kicked in your fucking face. That's what it's for. And when you do accept it, they got a little bit more and then a little bit more. This is how communists fight. They don't shoot guns. Any guns are shot, they hire somebody to do it. They ain't got no fucking balls. They're sleaze bags. They're the lowest fucking form of life to ever sleaze across this country or this world. But listen to it. Sanctuary states dish out millions. No, you don't. You're not dishing out millions because you don't have millions. The fucking goddamn wealth of this country belongs to the people. What you are doing is committing high crimes and misdemeanors. You're committing fucking sedition. You're committing fucking goddamn treason against the people when you did the act of 1871 and 1878, you fucking signed your fucking death warrant. Everybody who's operated under that for their Jewish masters has a fucking bullet coming for their fucking head, has a fucking rope coming for their fucking neck, because you are criminals. By definition of the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law, ratified by we the people, December 15, 1791. You're fucking criminals and you're fucking gonna pay. And there are people who want you to pay. I mean, the people who just fucking get a C in the end when we start tying things up, excuse me, we start tying things up are gonna be fucking pissed enough. They're going to want to see you go to the gallows. But goddamn, you got to realize that 500 times that amount of people have fucking felt your fucking goddamn tyranny, have felt the misery you have heaped upon us, have felt your sleazy little weak asses stealing from them, stealing from fucking babies, sucking babies' dicks, fucking goddamn raping babies. And we ain't forgetting it. You will answer for your fucking crimes, Jew. You motherfuckers. You Zionist pig shit-eating motherfuckers. And I don't care if you're Jews in Ukraine, or you're Jews in fucking Tel Aviv, or you're Jews in Jerusalem. You are going to fucking answer up for your crimes. I know you're saying, "Why we've always quit? We'll get away from. We'll sneak. We'll sleaze and slime. We'll be real quiet for a while. You ain't gonna be able to be quiet. We're gonna hunt you. We will issue fucking goddamn tags for your asses, you motherfuckers. What you have done, there is no goddamn punishment that is severe enough to fucking take care of. You are going to fucking pay, you filthy motherfucking scumbags. Anyways, that's about all I can handle today. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, think about these fucking scum-sucking Zionist Jews, dog shit-eating fucking pedophiles. Go past the crimes they've committed, the simple fucking financial crimes, the theft, the fucking rape, and go to the pedophilia. Go to the goddamn, the filthiness of the, go to the Talmud. Do a little read in the Talmud and think about how we're going to punish these son of a bitches. And that is The Word from the Trenches.